that you?
Yep.
Okay, great. Thanks for joining us. All right, everybody, we might as well go ahead and get started. I know everybody's got a lot on their plates. Thanks, Jed, for joining us. If you can, when you ask a question, if you'd mind letting us know who is asking the question, that would be great. And other than that, let's get it started. Jed, I don't know if you have any opening statements or you just want to open it up to questions.
Yeah, before we keep going, I want to say how excited we are to get the season rolling. I know that this has not been a fun process for the fans, the players, or the clubs. I know with everything that's going on, it's very important that we are now back to football. And it's just amazing to me that we can have a 10-year deal that takes care of so many of the issues that have existed with the league. I think taking care of the players is a very, very important thing. My father is part of the medical committee that's looking into a lot of those issues, making sure that we can keep the players healthier, safer, and that's something that's very, very important to the 49ers. We're happy that that's a part of this deal. And, you know, I think it took a while, but we all gave a little bit, and I think at the end of the day, to have a 10-year agreement that allows the league to continue to flourish and get the players to be in a safer position, I think everybody's a winner.
Hey, Jed. Matt Miyako here.
How you doing, Matt?
Good. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
When you look at the 1.5% stadium credit, how does that affect the 49ers?
I think that's something that, you know, again, with this new labor deal, it's a piece of the deal that will allow teams to finance stadiums, but it's not the only thing that's going to allow teams to finance stadiums. And, you know, as we look at the teams that are trying to get something done right now, you look at Minnesota, you look at us, there's a potential additional carve-out for Los Angeles. I mean, that's just one more benefit to teams that are trying to build stadiums right now.
Hey, Jed, it's Matt Barrows from the B. I was wondering if you could kind of walk us through how that stadium credit works and talk about any kind of concrete numbers that you might be seeing towards your stadium project.
I mean, I think the thing that you guys need to grasp is the 1.5% credit that's there. I mean, that's going to be enough for several new stadium projects, but the way that works, 50% of your private investment, 75% of your private investment in California, there's a special carve-out for California teams, would be allocated to that 1.5% credit. So that's how it's working. So when you're looking at the 49ers, where a significant amount of our investment in the new stadium is going to be for private funds, you would have a large percentage that would go towards that 1.5% credit.
But does that put you in competition with the Raiders, with the Chargers, for their own stadium projects?
No, the way the numbers work, there's a lot of credits that are out there, so it's not something that's going to put us in competition with other clubs.
Does it put you in competition with the Raiders, or make that more of a priority to work with them on something?
No, it's not going to put anybody in competition with each other. The way the credits work and how much credit would be available over the next several years, there's more than enough to accommodate several new stadiums being built. So that's not going to be an issue.
We're used to the G3 loan, you know, being a nice round number, $150 million. Is this credit comparable to that figure?
No, so the credit is only when it comes to what the salary cap will be. So that 1.5 credit comes off of what the salary cap would be. That doesn't have anything to do with G3. So the G3 program, as you guys all recall, was a variant of the club seat waiver program where the league was borrowing an additional amount of debt to help clubs bridge the public-private partnerships to build a new stadium. So that's the next step for the NFL to look at, is there a successor to the G3 program? And, you know, because this is such a new deal with a 10-year labor deal, it makes it so much easier to finance a building. It makes it so much easier to go out and talk to a sponsor. You know that you're going to have 10 years of stability with the league. So it's just going to make it that much easier to go out and finance. And that's where we're going to turn our attention now.
does this give you all the more confidence that the stadium will be built in Santa Clara?
Yes.
And is
it just Tim Kawakami here? I just wonder where are you with the Raiders? Is this something that is front burner in your mind, or is it something that is not very likely?
When you're saying that, are you talking about sharing a building? Or are you talking about so? Again, as you guys are all aware, the deal that we made with the city of Santa Clara, the deal that was voted on by the people of Santa Clara, the deal called for a two-team stadium. And as I said, we're open to that. It's something that was voted on by the people of Santa Clara, but this does not change anything. I think what this does, having a new collective bargaining agreement, it now gives you clarity where you are from a league standpoint, and now makes it a lot easier to focus on building a new stadium. Makes it a lot easier to focus on actually playing football, so we can now put the legal stuff aside, and now you can continue to make sure the league can flourish, both through on the field and off the field activities.
Well, aside from the CBA, then, just where are you with the Raiders in the idea of sharing a stadium?
We've discussed it, but there's no plans. There's nothing in the works. And again, it's something that we remain open to, but it's got to be the right deal for two teams. And you know, there's nothing that anybody can force to make that happen.
Michael Erler, CBS Sports. Would you characterize it as a situation where you're going to be in Santa Clara regardless, and it's up to them to either join you or not join you?
The 49ers focuses on Santa Clara. We spent a lot of time working in Santa Clara. You know, we are focused 100% on building a stadium in Santa Clara.
Anybody have anything else for Jed?
Jed, just on another issue. At the end of the year, when you were making the change at coach, you also mentioned quarterback as a situation you needed to upgrade. We're obviously, with Alex and Harbaugh, things have changed a little bit, but where are you in your commitment to Alex Smith, long-term, short-term? What's the sense that you have as the president for Alex Smith's future as 49ers?
My sense is Jim and Trent are going to figure out what is best for the team, and I'm going to support them 100%.
Has the decision been made about Alex?
What's that?
Has the decision been made about Alex?
About Alex?
Yeah. About bringing him back, about his role as a starter or not starter?
I think we've said all along that we'd love to have him back.
Jed, do you expect, this is Matt Mayocco again, do you expect a quote-unquote feeding frenzy when free agency is allowed to begin and players are allowed to be signed on Friday?
Just by the nature of it, there's hundreds of players that are restricted or unrestricted free agents, and there's a very short window to be able to sign them, so I think you're going to see that from a lot of teams.
You've said, and Trent has said, that you're not, philosophically, you're not going to be big players in free agency. But, this year, with having to get to a salary floor, doesn't that make it so that teams like your team will have to spend money in free agency?
It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to spend money on people that are not on your roster currently.
So, are you saying that you'll spend the money on your team's own free agents?
I think that's where we've always focused, is making sure that we re-sign our own guys.
Do you believe that the team, the roster, talent on the roster, that you guys are close to getting where you want to get?
Yeah, I think we're close. And I think that's one of the reasons why Jim Harbaugh is our head coach. We think Jim can do this roster. I think he and Trent together is going to be a great pair.
One more stadium question. The Jets and Giants reportedly are close to a naming rights deal for their new stadium. Where are you guys in that part of the equation for your stadium?
That makes it a lot easier now that you have a collective bargaining agreement signed that's going to be for 10 years. It gives anybody that's going to be spending money or loaning money to a new stadium the sense that this is a long-term deal. There's not going to be something that's going to disrupt a deal. It's not going to be something that disrupts the regular flow of business And I think that's going to be, again, now it's our focus. It's now turning to, you know, back to what we need to do on the field and off the field to make sure that our business is in alignment.
Did you get the sense that, you know, some possible suitors were waiting for the lockout to end before they actually, you know, started talking seriously or made a commitment to naming rights?
That's very fair to say.
Can you just talk about what your next steps are now immediately with the stadium? Is it strictly financing, or are there other things that you have to get through right away now that the lockout is over for your stadium situation?
I think we've said this all along, that the stadium is sort of put on hold because of the labor situation. Now that the labor situation is resolved, you can turn your attention 100% to going and financing this building. Very hard to receive financing for a new football stadium when you're in the middle of a lockout. So now that that is resolved, now we're going to turn our attention to, you know, working with the NFL, working with the banks that have been interested and banks that have financed stadiums in the past. And now that you get, again, that you have a long-term labor deal in place, it makes it a lot easier to go out and get finance commitments from those banks. And that's where we're going to turn our attention.
Jed, it's Kevin Lynch of the San Francisco Chronicle, and I was wondering. You said that the vote was for a two team stadium. Does that mean the Raiders could join you in Santa Clara without another vote?
Yeah. The stadium vote that was done in June of 2010 called for the ability to add a second team.
And so there'd be no other logistics other than just the Raiders joining you guys, declaring to join you guys in this venture?
It didn't specifically call out the Raiders, but since that is a team that everybody likes to speculate on, yes, there's been a provision in the lease and a provision in the ballot measure that called out a second team. So, I mean, it's been voted on. We've discussed this with the city. It's part of the deal. So there's nothing that would be, you know, just from the political standpoint or any hurdles from that standpoint to go over and get through.
Ed, it's Ann Killian. A couple, I don't know, maybe a year or so ago in the process, there were reports that the NFL insiders were saying that the league strongly prefers that you do share a stadium. Is the money going to come with any kind of strings attached in that manner? I mean, is it your understanding that because this is the only other two-team market that is the NFL's preference?
No, not at all.
So there won't be any kind of qualifications on the money that's available?
No. No.
I don't expect a specific number, but can you give us a general sense of how far along you are on the financing for this? Are you halfway there? Are you a third of the way there?
I think you've seen some of the suite numbers that were made public. I think we are fairly close to a couple sponsorship deals, which is exciting now that you have, again, the labor agreement that has been settled and you have a long-term deal. I think you're going to see a lot more things come into place, and you know, now the next part is turning your attention to financing.
You know, what has to happen for you guys to? I know there's the parking garage that started, but what has to happen for you guys to put a shovel in the ground and start building the structure, the football stadium?
Again, our attention is now turned to financing this. That's what has to happen. We have to go to banks. We have to go to the open markets, and we have to obtain financing to build a football stadium. And that's what our focus is now turned to.
And the time frame you've mentioned all along, is that still on pace?
Yeah. So completion in 2015, and you would look to start construction in 2013.
Under that time frame, Jed, when would you expect or plan to have the financing in place? Is that got to be by the end of the calendar year 2012, or where does that
happen? Before 2013. So in order to hit construction for 2013, that's what we'll be working on for the next, 17 months.
All right. Well, thank you, Jed.
Great.
Thanks, Jed.
Thanks, Jed.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Okay.